Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking this week about loving the children and praying about not only how we love those around us, the children of any age, but how we love the child within us. And how we be the child of God that he's called us to be. And looking at different elements that God calls his children, that God wants us to not only be, but to help others and to train them and to teach them that the children around us would be accepted, would be loved, not only by us, but they would know the love of God. And what the love of God produces in his children. And today we're going to look at and pray about children with genuine love. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, John writes and says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." As I've said earlier this week, these epistles of John, these three letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, seem to be very personal to him. Writing to his dear children, to those that he helped, to those that he raised in faith, to those that were taught and instructed and accepted the word. And in this particular verse, he sounds a lot like James, and James writing about helping others and faith without actions being dead, and serving others and putting our faith into action and the work that God has called us to do. And specifically when he talks about what good is it to say we have faith if our faith doesn't do anything? To see a person in need and simply tell them with words to be warm and well fed and yet do nothing to help their situation when we have the means and the ability to do so. And John comes along and says a very similar thing. The genuine love, godly love, is a love that is an active love. And it's not that words are unimportant, but that words alone tend to ring hollow eventually. We can say a lot of things, but if we never follow through, people quit believing us. And so the instruction from John here isn't to not use words. It's not to quit. But it's really more about backing up our words. The genuine love is a doing love. It's an active love. It's not only noticing, although that's an important first step that we often miss. It's not only noticing the needs of others, it's being willing and then doing. This genuine love is a love that, as in the example of Jesus, that is willing to sacrifice self to see that the needs of someone else can be met. Jesus says that greater love has no one than to lay their life down for a friend. And we think of his example in that literal laying down of his life on the cross. And so many times we read that and we like to think, well, yeah, I would do that. Because we're not faced with that kind of laying down our life on a daily basis. For most of us here in the United States, especially, those moments happen, but they're often unique and rare. But we really are faced with that decision of laying down our life for a friend. When you really think about what your life is about, it's the stuff we do. Are we willing to lay down our preferences, our desires, our things we like, our actions, our activities to help a friend? And so many times we are so set in wanting our way, wanting things to be just right for us, that the people around us who could use our help, who are in genuine need, are overlooked. And when we consider living as children with genuine love, we begin to have to look deep within. I suspect it's something we all would like from others. We want others to care about our needs. We would even appreciate them caring about our needs more than their own, but from God's perspective, that's a two-way street. And the only way that we ought to be concerned about is the way that we're going. And let Him be concerned about the way others are going. And so many times when we learn to practice this genuine love, some would call it a sacrificial love, but I think sometimes that term makes it sound like it's, well, it's for those that are willing to go above and beyond what's expected. When really it is what's expected. So I like the term genuine love better. It's not quite as descriptive of sacrificial love, but it comes across as that's what's real. That's what's expected. That's the way it ought to be. And a love that not only notices the needs of others, not only notices their concerns and cares, but steps up and says, I will do what I can. I will give of myself, of my time, of my energy, of my effort. And when we look around us, if we open our eyes, we ought to see a world that is in desperate need of genuine love. And when the church is filled with people who genuinely love one another, I want to talk more about that next week, about love within the body of Christ, loving one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because that kind of becomes the practice ground, if you will. It's a love that ought to overflow from within the body to those that we encounter. But if we're not getting it, especially with those with whom we share a precious faith, we're not likely going to practice it on a day-to-day basis. We're not likely going to practice it in our workplace, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in the places we do business. This genuine love is something God desires. Well, he commands from all who would follow him that we would take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. That we would care, and our actions would show that we care. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that your love is genuine. It shows us and models for us exactly how we ought to live, how we ought to love. So, Father, today, help us to, with the help of your Spirit, examine our life. May we begin by examining our words and how we use words. But may we move beyond simply looking at our words and how they express love to fully examining how well we put those words into action. How well our deeds show love to others. Especially in those times and situations when we're tired, when we're frustrated, when we just don't want to do anything. Father, as we live life, may we see within Jesus that genuine love that was willing to not only lay down his life on the cross, but to lay down any sense of selfishness to serve even as he lived. And Father, may our life today help us to know how much of a sacrifice we're willing to make. And may we grow in seeing sacrificial love as genuine, as what you want, as what you desire from us. Father, may we pay attention to how we love with our actions and our deeds. May you help us to see the discrepancies that may exist between what we say and what we do, especially in regard to loving people. May we know the genuine love that you have for us, a love that has given us your word but has backed it up with your action, your deeds, with Jesus making a way for us to be cleansed from sin, with Jesus sacrificing of himself to pay that penalty that we owed. Father, may our love for the children around us and the child within us help grow. May you help it to grow to be genuine. Father, when it's difficult, may you give us the steadfast resolve to keep at it. And when we question, may you fill us with faith that would overcome the doubts that we have. Father, as we live life, as we interact with people, as we represent Jesus, may his love be known as genuine because it's seen in us, it's felt by us and through us. So, Father, today, as we grow in a genuine love, may we be mindful about how we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.